SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hurricane Milton is causing major power outages across Florida. As of 12 a.m. Eastern, over 2 million consumers were without power. Milton made landfall on Florida's central west coast as a Category 3 storm. City officials in St. Petersburg, Florida, are shutting off drinking water citywide following a water main break. A news release from the city said residents should prepare for the shutdown at midnight local time, with it lasting until repairs are completed. Hurricane Milton already caused serious damage around the city, including ripping off a large portion of the roof at Tropicana Stadium, home of the Tampa Bay Rays. A crane also collapsed at a construction site. Also at SRNnews.com, another storm warning of a different kind.
A severe solar storm over the next few days could put even more stress on the nation's power grid. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued a severe geomagnetic storm watch. An outburst was detected from the sun. Louis Lanzarotti with the New Jersey Institute of Technology told the AP in 2010, the sun is a very fascinating star.
The sunspots are caused by magnetic field configurations on the sun, which can cause disturbances on the sun, which then propagate out to Earth.
Forecasters do not expect the latest solar storm to surpass the one that slammed Earth in May, the strongest in more than two decades. Power and radio signals could be disrupted. Richard Fisher with NASA says, be ready just in case. I'm Ed Donahue.
Honda's recalling about 1.7 million vehicles in the U.S. over an issue with the steering gearbox. The recall includes recent model Honda Civics, Acura Integras, and CRVs. The agency said the steering gearbox assembly may have been manufactured incorrectly. This is SRN News. Another religious freedom case could come before the Supreme Court. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Oklahoma Statewide Charter School Board is asking the justices to allow them to establish a Catholic school that would be funded by state taxpayers. Critics say such an arrangement would be a clear violation of the First Amendment's Establishment Clause. The board approved the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School last year under the authority of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Oklahoma and Tulsa. No word on when the Supreme Court will decide whether to take the case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The regents who govern Georgia's public universities and colleges want the NCAA to ban males from taking part in women's sports. The unanimous vote calls on the NCAA and the National Junior College Athletic Association to conform their policies with those of the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics. This is SRN News. Methamphetamine is showing up more and more in people who have died from heat-related causes.
An Associated Press analysis of data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found that meth is showing up more often as a factor in deaths from heat-related causes. Death certificates show about one in five heat-related deaths in recent years involved meth. And in Arizona, Texas, Nevada, and California, officials found meth in nearly one-third of heat-related deaths in 2023. Methamphetamine is a stimulant that increases body temperature, impairs the brain's ability to regulate body heat, and makes it harder for the heart to compensate for extreme heat. I'm Donna Water.
The trial of the man charged with the murders of four University of Idaho students in 2022 is set back to August of next year. Brian Koberger's attorneys won a change of venue, and the new judge in Boise moved the trial from June to August. More details at SRNnews.com.